Call to order the special meeting of the Aurora City Council on Thursday, April 25th at 7:30 PM. Roll call.
Mayor Brian Asher.
Present.
Councilor Mercedes Roden Keating.
Here.
Councilor John Berard.
Here.
Councilor Charles Roper.
Here.
And Councilor Wendy Louise.
Here.
Oh, good.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
Okay, no consent agenda, no correspondences, new businesses for discussion of the bond authorization. So Mercedes, you want to take the lead on discussing this, or just want everybody to read the resolution?
If you haven't read it, I can certainly summarize it. So we're picking up the bond, and this is the first step of the city on it. And it just authorizes us to issue the bonds not to exceed 7.1 and the principal amount. It authorizes Mayor, myself, and Mary Lambert as the authorized representatives to carry on and with the bond people as we are right now, talking about maturity dates and structure, et cetera. The rest of it's pretty, you know, boilerplate, the title, how the bonds will be sold, whether in private or public offering. And then there's a whole bunch about whether or not they'll be in book entry form, which is like when you get, you know, a statement from your brokerage account and it shows you own a bond, or if they'll be certificated, which is like a piece of paper, like a stock certificate. If they're certificated, we will hire somebody to print them. And then we have a paying agent. We will appoint a paying agent. It's going to be US Bank. Yes, that's what he currently is. And we will levy tax to pay the bonds. We will take all steps to make them tax exempt. And then we're appointing our bond counsel, which is still Courtney, but Courtney is now at the law firm Foster Garvey. So that's section 17. I'm just flying through this here. And then the underwriter placement agent is Piper Sandler. It's the same company we've been working on throughout all of this. And then there's a preliminary and final official statement, which we're working on right now with Piper. And like, that's going to come before you all again. And that's a big chunk of a document right now. Yes. And you will do post issuance compliance, which you're familiar with the current bond. That's it in a nutshell.
When will we know how much of a levy it will be?
I can give you an idea right now.
$2.89.
$2.79.
$0.79.
Per thousand.
Yes.
The $3 mark that I originally wanted to stay with.
Right. Now, if I recall, the original bond was the last payment was made when?
Will be made in June.
In June. Yeah. And so this will begin to be levied in July?
It'll be on your fall taxes.
It will be, yes, on the fall taxes.
So there won't be any interregnum.
There will be no break between, unless we cannot fulfill something that comes down the pike in the next
current
several weeks.
Is under is a dollar or something?
It's going to be, this last one is going to be like $1.79, but
if you were to average the number over the course of time, it would be
$3,000.
Okay. And so this is going to be a little less than that.
Yeah, $2.79. The actual amount of the funds that we're expected to get is $7.248 million with a premium. So we're getting
to swim in it for a bit.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're going
borrowing 7.1,
right?
But we're getting 7.2 something.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And we, yeah, and
figure
we,
that
this
out.
Is all in theory. So.
This is all theory, but yeah, that's
their best.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We get paid to sell this bond.
Yes. Now, why are we doing this now?
Oh.
Why are we doing this now? So we can, we have always been trying to do this. What we needed was what we recently received in March from Keller, was a schedule of the wastewater and water.
So we have a schedule of bills to pay.
Yes, a time frame, because we have to certify a spend down, and so we previously didn't have.
No, I understand. I just wanted, I'm asking questions that I suspect that we'll get.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what the answers are. So those are all good.
Yeah.
Can you just repeat that for me? The currently folks are paying $3 per thousand.
$3 per thousand.
That's not exactly.
Yeah.
The levy.
Clear, yeah.
Okay. So the levy amount is determined by the amount of the payment on the bond, which means that the levy amount changes per thousand as a measurement of property value. Every time we levy it, the kind of historical average is in like the $3 range. The next payment on your property tax bill will be closer to $1.80 because it's the final payment and it's a smaller payment.
We've paid it down.
That was this last property tax bill.
Right. That's why your taxes went down in the fall.
Yeah.
You paid less in property taxes in the fall.
Oh, okay. To the city one, but because mine was actually one.
Yeah, it only has to do with the city one. So only
with
has
the
to do with
lineup.
The city
okay.
one.
Yeah.
And so that was lower.
Because we didn't owe as much on that.
Right.
We were down to the bottom of the payment.
Okay. And so then when we vote on this in the fall, it will go up.
We're not voting. This is already have the authorization for this. Right. But when it's levied, it'll be $2 and generally $279 per thousand.
And so what I saw on the current bond that we are paying off now is that it started out at a lower amount, rose up, and then came back.
Right. The interest was varying on that loan.
Yeah.
On that loan.
Okay.
Just as it will vary on this one.
Yes.
Maybe not. Depends on how it's sold.
Yeah.
And who buys it.
I mean, their forecast shows like a flat 279 the life of the bond. I don't know if that's based.
It seems.
Well, it can't be correct because property values are going to change.
Right.
But the payment, what it suggests to me is the payment is flat.
So if we got Intel built a big, huge factory over here and paid us a lot of money in taxes, then that number would drop for everybody because there'd be more people paying into the bond per thousand. So when we have growth, it helps. And that's what helped on this other bond also was the fact that we grew from the 20-year bond. It was only 420 people in town. Now we've doubled, quote unquote. So that's twice as many people, well, not exactly, but twice as many people putting into the pie. So it paid it down with a lower payment.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It'd be nice to figure out a way to communicate that to residents who will see this in the fall. Just so
it would be.
If we have a hard time wrapping our heads around it, they will be surprised if they see it go up.
I'm not sure.
You're right,
Charles. We have a hard time wrapping our head around.
Well, it's just... There's
You're
a lot
right.
of variables that some of them we don't even know right now. So at least tell them
the taxes
may fluctuate. You know?
We're paying off the first bond in June. The new bond will be levied in the fall. And the historic rate for the old bond was $3 per thousand. The projected rate for the new bond is $2.80 per thousand.
But their houses are worth more, so they're going to see a bigger number. That's the part that will
get
scary.
We can do a lot of things to depress the value of their
number. No.
Really?
No. Okay. No. If your house was worth more, the amount per thousand would go down. Because the payment's the same. It's not like property tax where it's a certain amount per $1,000 of value.
Yes, on the line item on people's property tax bills, do you anticipate that number to be higher next year?
Higher than this year.
Yes, so because this year was very low.
Yeah,
so I just, regardless of the reason, people might draw the conclusion, well, I just voted for this thing, so the number's higher.
I'm sure they will draw the conclusion because most of them are.
Yeah, so it's.
I'm just saying. Think incredibly diverse things.
Right. So if we communicate, this is the kind of what we're doing, and then easier to understand way, it might be good.
I will leave the communicating to others.
I do want to support. Councillor Roper, because I mean, part of what we've been talking about for the last year is improving our communication, two-way communication with the community, and looking at vehicles and how to do that, and having a pretty successful survey. So I think it would be very transparent of us to say, this is what you can expect in the fall. And I'd rather get questions now than for them to open it up, the bill, open up that bill in the fall and then be really upset.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's a fine idea.
We can have a September special council meeting for anybody that would like to do it and answer questions.
Well, I would just say
not a council meeting.
Suggest that we wait
because it'll never get done.
Bonds are not yet issued, and so any like conversation right now is so premature. This could break down before. I mean, and by breakdown, I just mean we might have to push it out to a later date. We're trying to get this done. This on this time frame that we're on right now is to be done by June 27th. And so it's a marathon, like kind of that is ending with a sprint. And it's going very quickly. But, you know, there are a number of factors that could push that out. As far as kind of communicating, yeah, it's a good idea to let people know, like, you know, that property tax, we expect it to be this rate when we know what that rate is for sure. I mean, like the number that we have, it's the best number of the various options for placement that we explored. But it includes like, we're going to go through a rating. We're going to get a rating for, so we have to go through that process. And it's, you know, so there's an assumption built into this forecast of how that rating is going to result. And maybe it won't, like, but you know, it is certainly in line with the representations of kind of maintaining the historic levy rate, which is how we backed into the 7.1.
Yeah, we backed in the back way.
Yeah. But yes, communication is good, but right now a little too early.
Yeah,
for that part.
What are the biggest hurdles to meeting that deadline? Is there
5-4 hour meetings?
Okay.
Yeah, that we have. I mean, I have like right now a whole block, and I have
to sit.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have like whole weeks that they've told us to block off on my calendar right now, and I just got a court hearing date set on one of them. I think it will be fine.
You and Brian and Mary.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and really, it could be any of us. It's just a question of availability at any given time. It doesn't have to be all of us together. We're just making sure there's multiple people there.
It's an assurance that you know, or that we know as a representation of this city, what you're signing up for. So they're very clear on the rules and regulations. It's like signing for a mortgage, except it's much more intense. That's all I can say.
It's only our money.
It's not our money, but it's a protection of our citizens and protection of the people that are buying this bond to be assured that this is a good community and this community will not go bankrupt and they will lose all their money and, you know, all of that fun stuff. So they're covering their bases as well as making sure that we're super educated on what we're getting into.
Yeah. And just the tax compliance piece is a heavy lift for us right now. We're working on it, but it's a heavy lift. And by that, I mean, it's the spin down. Requirement. We have to satisfy certain IRS regulations to show that we will spend down 85% of this money within 3 years, which we know we will I just am working on template and form with bond counsel right now for that. And then this June 27 date is important because, Mary, you're going to have to help me out here, but by July 15th, mm-hmm. we have to know the payment amount. And we have, so the first payment, we have to send that number by July 15th to the county in order for it to show up on the next tax statement. If we miss that July 15 date, it will be the next year
before it comes on.
And so that's why it's go time.
Mm-hmm. The really good thing is they will give us the money, so it'll be in our bank account, which will be very nice. So we can make interest on that money. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And where is this money going to be held?
It'll be held in the state's treasurer account, which is paying about 5.2627 right now.
Oh, that's lovely. It's very lovely.
It's very lovely. I see the... Yeah. Accounting every month and love every second of it. The more we have in there, the better we are. So
my goal is to, in the budget that comes out on May 1st, to have an estimated payment amount that we will need to levy, and then we'll go.
Okay, I think we might have that on that schedule.
And that's what I'm wondering
how. Okay, I haven't looked for that in that schedule, but I'll look. Mm-hmm. I think there's certainly numbers that go out for years on it. Okay.
Okay, so does anyone have any other questions or discussions at this moment? We're ready?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we are ready. So, need a motion to... vote on resolution number 861, resolution of the City of Aurora, Marion County, Oregon, authorizing the issuance of sale of one or more series of general obligation bonds, designating a authorized representative bond counsel and underwriter placement agent, authorizing appointment of a paying agent and a bonding registrar, authorizing publishing of a notice and related matters.
I move that we adopt resolution number 861.
Need a second?
A second.
Seconded by Charles. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion is carried.
Thank you all.
Very good.
Thank you all for your flexibility with scheduling.
Less than 20 minutes. Okay. Hearing nothing else.
Good night.
Meeting adjourned.